The next patient is Cheryl Calpini. The last name is C-A-L, like in Lima, P-I-N-I. Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that is a patient of Miss Elizabeth Sager, APRN, that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD3A. CKD3B /A1. This patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Period. She has lost 3 pounds of body weight. Today she has a creatinine that is 1.42 3 days ago in August. It's 8 days, 7 days ago. On the August 21st, 23, the creatinine 1.4 milligrams per cent, the BUN 24, serum electrolytes with a normal limit estimated EFR 38. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Hello.
Hola, buenas tardes, doctor Olivera Zulis de Fresinas Huachula.
Zulis Fresinas Huachula. Que,
hola, ¿cómo
what estás? A pleasure. ¿Cómo estás?
Fíjate, tengo a Héctor Gómez, hemoglobina 7.3 el 23 de agosto, 7.4 el 25 de agosto. Se le administró Mircera el 21.200. Hace una semana.
¿Tú le estás dando hierro? Ese hombre necesita hierro como loco.
¿Hierro? No, desde julio no.
Dale hierro.
Ok. ¿100 por 10?
Sí.
Ok, está bien.
Ok, está bien.
Gracias.
Con mucho gusto, papá. The patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control, follow a number, hyperlipidemia. She has a slight elevation of the lipids, specifically the cholesterol is in the 220. The patient is following the diet and is taking Zetia. Z-E-T-I-A, 10 milligrams every day. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Period paragraph, we spend 7 minutes in evaluation of the chart, 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.